In an election year characterized mainly by discussions about jobs and education, one Indiana House race is tackling a different issue, but one similarly important to Indiana. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fentum reports, mental health access has become a defining issue in the race to represent West Lafayette in the legislature.
Jennifer Flora has seen firsthand how difficult it can be for people to receive mental health treatment in Indiana. Flora says the nonprofit organization in whose Tippecanoe County office she works, Mental Health America, fields an average of 20 calls a week from people considering suicide. And sometimes she can't connect them with the doctors they need.
We provide a lot of referrals to folks, and we're seeing those referrals becoming more and more difficult to provide.
She says patients, even suicidal ones, sometimes have to wait 3 months before a doctor can make an appointment. That is, if physicians are accepting new patients at all.
We know that there was a time about 6 months ago that we were not able to find a mental health clinic here in Lafayette that was even accepting new patients.
But this isn't a problem unique to Tippecanoe County. Across the state, the mental health workforce is stagnant or even shrinking. That's a problem because at the same time, thanks in part to the state's drug epidemic, an increasing number of people need treatment. A Mental Health America report released in October ranks Indiana in the bottom 10% of all states for mental health, which indicates a high prevalence of illness and poor access to services.
I'm Victoria Wiestey, and I'm the Democratic nominee for Indiana House District 26.
Democrat Victoria Wiestey, an American Bar Association researcher, says she became aware of the lack of psychiatric care in Indiana when one of her sons was diagnosed with autism. She says finding help for children is especially difficult.
There are some counties in Indiana that have one mental health care provider for every 15,000 children. So that kind of statistic is just forehead slapping inducing.
I'm Sally Sechrist. I'm a member of the Tippecanoe County Council and the Republican nominee for House District 26 in the Indiana Legislature.
Republican Sally Sechrist is a Tippecanoe County Councilor and a member of the recently formed Tippecanoe County Mental Health Care Forum, a consortium of local leaders and professionals that works to create recommendations for improving mental health. Sechrist says she likes the idea of developing a commission that could help local governments share information about effective programs across the state and assist in helping agencies find grant money.
And so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. But if we come up with a new idea that works well, that can be shared with other communities.
Sechrist and Wiestey entered the race for State House District 26 because of the retirement of four-term Representative Randy Truitt. It's a seat Democrats have eyed as a possible pickup on the road to eating away at the Republican supermajorities in both houses of the Indiana legislature. But unlike many races this fall, this one has remained focused on the issues, with consistent civility between the candidates. That's left more time for talk of mental health care improvements. Wiestey says she'd like to study, support, and potentially expand an Indiana program that reimburses mental health professionals for their college tuition if they practice in Indiana. She hopes this will increase the numbers of nurse practitioners in particular.
We can help to address the shortage by encouraging nurse practitioners to get certified in psychiatry. Nurse practitioners, because they don't take as much training, are not as expensive. And you can have more of them for the same amount of money as you can a physician.
Wiestey also wants to know why reimbursement rates are so low here and consider legislation that would increase provider compensation.
Professionals in the field will tell you that one of the reasons that Indiana is not seen as a great place to practice in this field is because the reimbursement rates are so low.
Like Wiestey, Sechrist wants to look at reimbursement. She's also in favor of increasing the number of nurse practitioners trained in psychiatric care. She points to a potential program the Tippecanoe County Task Force has championed, which would create a psychiatric nurse practitioner program at Purdue University. She says she'd also like to see increased tuition reimbursement.
We would double the number of graduates, but we would also offer the graduates from the Purdue program tuition reimbursement incentives to stay here.
The House district Wiestey and Sechrist are vying to represent is contained entirely within Tippecanoe County. Early vote totals there have already surpassed those for all of 2012 and may approach the modern turnout record set in 2008. So whoever wins will have many voters to answer to as they try to write a prescription for the future of the state's mental health care. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.